want?
School of choice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
School of choice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
School of choice.
When do we want it?
Now.
This has become the call of school choice advocates in the constant rallies to promote Florida's various educational options. Now, one of those options, the popular tax credit scholarship program used to send low-income students to private schools, is facing a legal challenge. Advocates like Rabbi Moshe Matz of Agudath Israel of Florida in Miami oppose the move.
I think it's a shameful attempt to scare parents away from being able to exercise their right to choose the school that best matches their child's needs. This program should be lauded and praised for giving educational opportunities to low-income children and families, and it should be expanded, not litigated.
Groups including the Florida Education Association, the State Teachers Union, the NAACP, the Florida School Board Association, and the League of Women Voters have jointly filed a lawsuit asking the court to get rid of the program. Attorney Ron Meyer is representing the groups. He believes the state has overreached with the tax scholarships.
The fact is, this has become an industry. It's a moneymaker for scholarship funding organizations. And it's a program that we think is in dereliction of the constitutional requirement. So it reached a tipping point, and now's the time.
The Florida legislature increased income eligibility for the scholarships earlier this year, making middle-income families eligible for the program. The latest move is part of a steady expansion of the tax scholarship system in recent years. The legislature created it in 2001. The original school voucher program, which used public dollars to fund private school scholarships, was declared unconstitutional by the courts. The difference between it and the tax credit program is that businesses get a break on their taxes if they donate to the various organizations that supply the scholarships. One of the main arguments against the program is that it siphons money that could have gone to public schools. Many of the private schools that benefit from the scholarship are religious in nature, and critics say the program skirts the line on Florida's ban on sending public money to religious groups. But there's a deeper issue at work in the debate over the program, and it's one that FEA Vice President Joanne McCall taps into.
We hope to stop the voucher program and make them fund public schools appropriately so that we can make sure that all our schools are successful schools and that all students can achieve. People have the choice. If they choose not to put their students in public schools, that's their choice, that's their right, but that's not the public's responsibility.
People have the choice to send their children to private schools, public schools, charter schools, virtual school, or even homeschool if they choose to. And if the tax scholarship were to be declared unconstitutional and stop, the choice would still be there. But as Margaret Franklin, head of the private Franklin Academy in Tallahassee, points out, choice and the means to act on that choice are separate things.
Yes, but lower economical students, they don't have a choice because everything costs money, okay? So you cannot go to any private school for free. So the school choice gives...
Unless the private school gives them a scholarship to come.
Right. So
because that is a... That's
right. But you can't go anywhere for free.
The lawsuit's plaintiffs say the state has effectively created two unequal and parallel education systems where teachers and students operate under different rules. Private schools don't have to use the state teaching standards or administer state exams. Teachers are evaluated and paid differently. Florida's Constitution mandates a uniform system of public education. There are at least two other lawsuits pending in the courts against the tax scholarship program, including a broader suit recently joined by the League of Women Voters, alleging the state is not properly funding its public schools. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.